First Samuel chapter 4, the capture of the ark. Now the ark was this little box that they had in the most holy place that was the symbol of God's presence. At that time the Philistines gathered to go to war against Israel, and so the Israelites went out to fight them. The Israelites camped at Ebenezer and the Philistines at Aphek. The Philistines attacked, and there was a fierce battle, and they defeated the Israelites, killing about 4,000 Israelite men. When the survivors came back to the camp, the leaders of Israel said, "So why did Yahweh allow the Philistines to defeat us today? Let's go and bring the Ark of Yahweh from Shiloh so that he will now go with us and save us from our enemies." Problem is, they thought that that box of itself would save them. This is the trouble with just mere religion, thinking that some symbol of your religion is going to save you, when it's the real presence of God and your faith in God that's important, not what appears on the outside. So they sent messengers to Shiloh, and they fetched Yahweh's ark, the Yahweh God who is enthroned above the cherubim. Now the cherubim were the winged creatures that were part of the ark that were made over the lid of the ark. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, also came along with the ark. And we remember that they were bad men. So when the ark arrived, the Israelites gave a great shout of joy, so loud that the earth shook. And the Philistines heard the shouting and said, "What is all that shouting in the camp of the Hebrews?" But when they found out that the Ark of Yahweh had arrived in the camp of the Hebrews, they were very frightened, and they said, "The gods have come into their camp. Woe to us! Nothing like this has happened before. Whoever can save us from these powerful gods? These are the gods who killed the Egyptians in the desert." Well, they were a bit confused, because it was actually the Israelites who were killed in the desert, and God had killed the Egyptians in the Red Sea. But all the same, they'd heard something of these stories of what God had done in the past for his people. So they said, "Be strong and brave then, you Philistines. Fight like men, or we're just going to become slaves to the Hebrews, just as they used to be our slaves. So, quit yourselves like men and fight." Well, the Philistines fought hard, and they defeated the Israelites, who fled to their homes. And again there was a great slaughter. About 30,000 soldiers of the Israelites were killed, and the Ark of God was captured, and Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were both killed. So the idea is that just an external bit of religion, this holy covenant box, this Ark of God, was not going to save you of itself. Now a man from the tribe of Benjamin ran from the battlefield to Shiloh and got there the same day. He tore his clothes and put earth on his head in mourning. Eli was very anxious about the Ark of the Lord. He was sitting on a seat beside the road. The man spread the news throughout the town, and everybody cried out. Eli heard the noise. He was blind, you see, so he heard the noise, and he asked, "What is all this commotion?" The man hurried to Eli to tell him the news. Now, Eli was 98 years old and very blind. The man said, "I escaped from the battle, and I've run all the way here today." Eli asked, "And what happened?" The messenger replied, "Israel fled from before the Philistines. It was a terrible slaughter for us. And your sons Hophni and Phinehas were killed, and the covenant box, the Ark of God, was captured." When Eli heard that the Ark had been captured, he fell backwards from his seat beside the gate. He was very old and fat, and he broke his neck and died. He had led Israel for 40 years. Well, I think that what that means is that, yes, it was when he heard about the loss of the ark that he fell over, not when he heard about the loss of his sons. So to him, the loss of the ark was absolutely tragic, but he, all the same, was already condemned by God because of the wicked way that he'd carried on. And so he was fat because he'd stolen all the fat food that should have been given to God from the sacrifices, and his sons had done the same. And yet he was very, very attached sentimentally to this ark of God. And just shows that just being very sentimental about your church or your religion is not the same as being truly spiritual. And Eli was killed because of that. Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of his son Phinehas, was pregnant, and it was near the time for the baby to be born. When she heard that the Ark of God had been captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth. But as she was dying, the midwives who were with her said, "Be strong, you've had a son." But she paid no attention and she refused to answer. And she called the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory of God has left Israel," in reference to the loss of the ark and the death of her father-in-law and her husband. "God's glory has left Israel," she said, "because the ark of God has been captured." So again, you see with this woman that she also, even in her last dying breath, was so fond of this box, this ark of God. And yet that is not the same as being spiritual. So it's not a case of just appearing to do the right thing, just loving the outside, external things of religion or church life. That's what these people did, and yet they were condemned.